welcome to the Pathfinder's Call on Monday. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day. This is Cowboy, and I'm in Waco, Texas. This is really exciting because we've got a special guest on tonight. We've got people on the call from all over the world. Just to clean up a few things, first again, if you're first time on Pathfinder's, go to Pathfinder's.biz if you're first time tonight, so you can follow along on the WebEx because our special guest is really awesome that we've got tonight. Clean up a little business before we get started, though. I hope you all are pumped and excited because I certainly am. Pathfinder Summit is coming up April the 16th and 17th. It's the big 35-year bash, the Nikan birthday bash. We're going to have a ball. The theme, actually, for, well, first of all, you're going to get 2 great days of a lot of training, a lot of recognition. That's where you're going to get your pin. We're going to have awesome people there. We've got the president of the company on down. I mean, the lineup is just stupendous. If you go to pathfinders.biz, you can see the lineup. And, of course, it's hosted by Paige and Rick Murphy, which is always exciting. But it's just going to be awesome. And then the theme for the party, this is going to kick you guys, is going to be the 70s. So start thinking about the 70s right now, you know, them platform shoes and stuff like that. I can't wait to see what Rick does. You never know what's going to happen at the Pathfinder Summit, especially at that last night meeting. What happens in Austin stays in Austin. So we'll just leave it at that. Also, Thursday night for the worldwide preview is just going to be super too, because 7 o'clock, the worldwide preview, they're going to have Dennis and Char. They're going to be there live, or Dennis and Ruth, they're going to be there live. It's going to be great. We're really excited about that. Let's see, what else do we got to talk about tonight? Well, our special guest, like I said, because, we're going to let somebody else do that. But I want you to know, I am just really excited. We've had some lousy weather down here, but it's been an awesome time to grow, because guess what? People are stuck inside. If they're stuck inside, they have nothing better to do than what? See a preview! Exactly. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to turn it over. Is my co-host on here, Rhonda? Are you on here tonight?
I'm here.
Ba-da-da. Okay, and we have a new co-host, Rhonda Schultz. I'm really excited that she's my co-host because she just spurs me on and gets me a little more even up excited about the things that I'm going to do, because she made a challenge to me when she came on last week, or a week before last, I guess it was. And so the jets are in the water, girl, and we're going to race. We're going to have a good time, aren't we?
And we're going to have a whole lot of fun.
All right, well, I'm going to turn it over to you and see what you have to say, and then I guess you're going to bring on Rick and Paige.
All righty, then. And I'm really glad to be doing this with you, too, Cowboy. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun. And a little friendly competition doesn't hurt either.
Who said it was friendly?
Out of the activities, yeah. Well, and that kind of leads into a little bit about what I just wanted to remind everybody about. I have a new accountability partner that I'm real excited about, too. Frosty Girl, are you on there?
I am here.
I can hear you. I'm really looking forward to being each other's accountability partners. This past week has been kind of neat, you know, reconnecting and stuff. But I want everybody to realize that it's not just something we do. It's actually really beneficial. Holding each other accountable isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can actually be a fun thing. And it also helps you stay on track. You know, it's kind of like when somebody's on a diet and they're saying, oh, I've been really good. I can't figure out why I'm not losing the weight. And then the doctor tells them or somebody tells them, well, write everything down that you're doing, that you're eating, everything that you put in your mouth. And then all of a sudden when you see it on paper, it's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize I was doing that. Well, having an accountability partner is kind of the same thing. It kind of keeps you in check, and it helps you realize what you are doing and what you aren't doing. Plus, it's a great way to have somebody to bounce ideas off of, you know, if you're having a challenge, or, you know, somebody to share your successes with and kind of, you know, help the other person out. So it's a lot of fun. But without further delay, I want to bring on the man of the evening and the woman, Rick and Paige Murphy.